From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama meets with Defense Secretary Robert Gates today following Gates' announcement of cost-cutting moves that would eliminate thousands of jobs at the Pentagon. The proposal is already prompting some negative reaction from lawmakers. NPR's Paul Brown is with us. Paul, what are the major players saying the key issues are here?
Craig, some lawmakers from affected states are reacting negatively, but Secretary Gates says a big concern for him is consistency in spending and planning at the Pentagon.
If you were to graph the defense budget going back the last 40 or 50 years, it would look like the EKG of a fibrillating heart.
And he says he's planning a wide range of cuts demanding increased monitoring of all expenses. Gates says that one of his objectives in doing this is to actually strengthen defense by not subjecting defense budgets to huge swings for political and economic reasons.
It is important that we not repeat the mistakes of the past, where tough economic times or the winding down of a military campaign leads to steep and unwise reductions in defense.
Gates is planning to cut the number of senior military officers. He's also planning to close a major command center in Virginia. Paul, how are lawmakers there receiving that idea?
Negatively, in a word, Craig, Virginia's two Democratic senators and Republican Governor Bob McDonnell all say that closing the command in Norfolk is a bad idea that will create further economic hardship.
And what's Secretary Gates saying about that?
Well, he says he knows the job cuts will be tough, but he also says he's directing an undersecretary of defense to try to help ease those thousands of transitions.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. A new report from the United Nations finds that the number of civilians killed in the fighting in Afghanistan has risen sharply in the first half of this year. Stefan de Mistura is the top UN envoy in Afghanistan.
Afghan civilian casualties have increased by 31% over the same period last year, 2009.
De Mistura blames insurgents in Afghanistan for the rise in civilian casualties. Authorities in China say the death toll from the mudslides there has doubled to more than 700. NPR's Louisa Lim reports search crews have rescued a man who was trapped for more than 2 days.
Rescuers are digging by hand through the sludge, which is as high as 7 meters in Zhouzhou County in the Tibetan part of Gansu province. The party chief of the prefecture told reporters the mudslide was caused by a massive earthquake in 2008. Sustained drought, soil erosion and torrential rain. But another expert told one Hong Kong paper that a dam-building frenzy had exacerbated the problems. 41 dams were built in Zhouzhou County in 5 years, starting in 2003. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Members of the House are back on Capitol Hill today. They'll be voting on legislation that's aimed at saving the jobs of tens of thousands of public school teachers and other state and local government employees. This is NPR News from Washington. Three people are dead and a dozen others injured in the crash of a tour bus that was heading to the Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. James Nelson reports the bus was en route from Las Vegas at the time.
A spokesman with the Utah Highway Patrol says the northbound tour bus carrying 14 Japanese tourists and their driver went off the left side of Interstate Highway 15 into the road median and rolled. Several of the passengers were ejected from the tour bus. The injured have been taken to Utah area hospitals for treatment. Utah Highway Patrol officials say there are lane restrictions in the area where the accident occurred, which is about 5 miles north of Cedar City, Utah. Investigators are now trying to determine what caused this tour bus to veer off the road in a heavily traveled area. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
Crews working to complete the drilling of a relief well in the Gulf of Mexico are keeping an eye on a storm system in the eastern Gulf. Forecasters say that system could grow into a tropical storm as it moves toward the well site. BP currently has no plans to suspend drilling, though. The relief well is down to its last 100 feet. When it intersects the blown-out well, engineers can begin what's called the bottom kill, where cement will be pumped into the well as a final step in sealing it. Recent food fads have run the gamut from cupcakes to tart frozen yogurt. One of the latest stores catering to retro taste is Pop-Tart World in New York City. Customer Natasha Best says she loves the concoction she made.
I'm having two Pop-Tarts with peanut butter in the middle with banana, and it's way, way more delicious than I thought it would be.
One of the big hits at the store is an item called Pop-Tart Sushi. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.